Now a man came up to Jesus and asked,
"Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?"
"Why do you ask me about what is good?"
Jesus replied,
"There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments."
"Which ones?"
the man inquired. Jesus replied,
"Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself."
"All these I have kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?"
"If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples,
"I tell you the truth, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God."
When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked,
"Who then can be saved?"
Jesus looked at them and said,
"With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
Peter answered him,
"We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?"
Jesus said to them,
"I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you, who have followed me, will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers or sisters, or father or mother, or children, or fields, for my sake, will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first."